Hong Kong. Can I ask you about some ideas? Because in some of the talk you said that we don't really need a father to actually cut the body.
Yeah. No, to cut the kilesa.
So just upachara samadhi is more than enough.
Yeah. But it's enough.
But if
it's not more than enough.
Yeah.
Okay. It's enough. But it would be good to have a partner because you can actually see.
Okay. It's the clearer. But if you can stay in samadhi for an hour, you know, and then you also see very clear.
Mm-hmm. What about the other samadhi, the momentary?
Kanika. I mean, kanika samadhi is just very rare, where you drop in for a moment, and when you come out, you normally are in upachara samadhi.
But when you're in that, you can actually feel that the whole world disappears.
No, you don't notice. I mean, you just seem to have a blackout for a second.
Mm-hmm.
It lasts only a second.
I mean, last time, not now. What I experienced was the body disappeared.
Yeah.
And the whole world disappeared.
Yeah.
And it was just peaceful, and I knew what it was. I mean, I was just at peace.
Yes, that is still deep samadhi. That is, but it's not apana samadhi.
No. It wasn't kanika.
It wasn't kanika. Because kanika is a very momentary apana samadhi.
So what is this? So when the power disappears, the body disappears, you know. And then you know.
That can be, upachara samadhi goes from, you know, where the world is quite open, now goes very close to apana samadhi. And when you are very close to apana samadhi, I mean everything disappears, but there is still the breath, or there is still feeling, or there is still knowing. Yeah.
Knowing.
Yeah. when you go in apana, the universe disappears, and you don't know anything because there is no object. There is no subject and object. This merges into one. That's why it's called one-pointedness.
So in apana, there's no knowing.
Yes, it's called the pure knowing. Yeah?
But
you don't know of any object.
Okay.
So as long as you know of any object, it's not apana samadhi. So if you know the feeling, yeah?
Then it's not
the feeling is.
Yeah.
Because then there's a subject that knows, and there's a feeling, you know, peacefulness that knows.
Okay, now I get it. Thank you.
Then, in one of your talks with the Singapore people, you mentioned that you describe stream entry in different perspectives, you know, like 3D. And then you mentioned that apana samadhi is required to break the pattern of you need that.
To be able to break it.
Yeah. So that means a person still cannot become a sotapan if he cannot master, I mean, if he cannot get the apana samadhi.
Yes, but this apana samadhi can come with investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, you don't really need to have this apana, the ability to go into apana samadhi anytime, but you need something like apana samadhi, and it can come with investigation. For instance, if you investigate the body and things become very clear, suddenly the mind lets go of everything, then you dive into apana samadhi, and that is required, So I mean.
Not necessarily through sitting.
No, not necessarily. Most of the time it's actually not through sitting, Most of the time it comes through investigation.
If we are sitting, we are expecting, then there's nothing coming.
No, nothing. I mean, in samadhi you don't expect anything anymore because then you're not in samadhi. Yeah. And in apana samadhi, you don't know anything. Yeah. So I mean.
So when people, because you describe about dismantling the body into different parts and then look at that in different ways. We may have to do a million times before it clicks.
I mean, sometimes it depends on how sharp your sati is. Eh? Mm-hmm. If your sati is not sharp, you have to do it a million times. Eh? If your sati is very sharp, you might have to do it only three times before you understand.
Their understanding is not from here.
No.
It's from here.
Yes. Open the heart and let it see. Yeah? Ask the heart, did it understand? Yeah? And it will tell you no, and then you have to do it again.
Yeah. Well, not easy.
But it's not difficult either.
Yeah, but it's not easy.
I mean, it's just like you say, it's easy to learn to walk. Well, what is the purpose of saying it's difficult to learn to walk? We want to learn to walk.
Yeah, walk.
Yeah, see? Not easy.
So, Lumpon, just the knowing is not enough. It has, let's say if I know that my body is not me.
Yeah.
At one stage I was able to see.
Yeah.
Separation. I was able to see my body and I was somewhere.
Mm.
Still, that is not enough.
It can be enough.
I'm certain that there is this, because you can see the separation, so I don't need any convincing. I'm still. When you say cut, what does it mean by cut? To what extent?
You will know.
Okay, so at the moment it's just like knowing that.
At the moment it's still speculation. That's clear,
yeah?
But you don't know how clear it is to the heart.
Okay.
It might be clear enough, Well, you still need to do some investigation, And if you're really interested in this investigation also in the body, in the separation out, I mean, do it more often, it should become lighter, And then sometimes you can go, Sometimes the chitta itself, lets go of everything and then it cuts.
So
when you come out, it has cut.
So you know.
Yeah, but not assume.
I know. No, chitta.
Okay. There's some other knowledge coming up, when you enter Sotapanna, there's other knowledge coming up. Yeah, we better do a little bit more. We should do a little bit more. Otherwise, Linda goes first. Then she lets you do.
I should do what more?
More practice.
Oh, yeah, practice. But I practice less here than Brunei. Brunei, I practice more.
Why?
I have to get used to the new life. I have to adjust the body timing and yeah.
10 o'clock,
Then daily reflection is useful before somebody?
Of what? To know what we are doing, why we are doing and what the result of our doing is. And that's why it's so difficult. We don't want to know. We just want to play. We don't want to see the results of our playing around. And that's why daily reflection is so useful. You see why? the moment, yeah, I mean, you have a thought or you have a memory and so on, and then you do something, yeah, or you have a feeling, yeah, feeling of boredom, that's why you grab hold of this or you grab hold of that, yeah, and you don't understand why you are doing the things that you are doing, yeah. And with this daily reflection, we suddenly start to see, yeah. So it is very useful, but the kilesas don't like it.
I determine true officer or three officer, but it is very difficult for me.
I mean, during meditation, you just know, I mean, I was sitting meditation, why did I get up? Yeah, I mean, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to reflect or you don't have to recall all what happened in the meditation. Yeah,
okay.
You will know it anyway, you know, but you don't have to recall. Yeah? You start your meditation, you end your meditation, and you know why you got up. Yeah? Yeah? Mostly pain. It's always pain. I mean, if you do daily reflection in your life, yeah, I mean, you will see, you know, your problems with your colleagues, your problems with your family, your problems with anybody, yeah? And you see it so clear, yeah? And the heart is clear, yeah? And then, you know, certain things, you know, will make us change our ways of, you know, interacting with people, yeah? And it always comes to the better, yeah? But we also know, yeah, I mean, it is undermining the power of the kilesa, yeah? Who just want to do, yeah? They are just like irresponsible kids, yeah? They just want to play, yeah? They don't care about the results because they don't have to experience the results. Eh? We have to experience the results. Eh? And that's why we want to know. Okay?
So, what is the timing of daily reflection?
Whenever you feel it is okay. Yeah? In the beginning, if you train it every day, I mean, it becomes quicker and quicker. But in the beginning, it might take, you know, it might take an hour or it might take 1.5 hours, yeah? Yeah? But don't judge. Don't say it's good or bad. Yeah? Just see. Yeah? Just see what's happening. If you can't remember, skip it. Go to the next point you can remember. Don't try to figure out too long, yeah? If you can't remember, okay, then just go to the next point you can remember. And over the time it will become, yeah, it will become more detailed and quicker. In the end, you know, if you do it for 1 or 2 years, you know, within 5 minutes, you know, you see just a film, yeah, of everything that happened. Yeah?
So, I listen to tapes.
Yeah.
Then people ask me questions, and I feel like I'm lacking some foundation. Like maybe then I ask for books from Mark,
yeah?
And he told me don't read books, like don't practice. So, but like what should I practice then? Because I didn't find clear explanation about Puto technique and work meditation.
I mean, you can read the, you know, you can read practicing books, yeah? There's no problem, you know, I mean, reading these books, you know, there's no problem. It's just like listening to tape or reading Life of Inequality or things as they are. There's no problem reading with this, yeah? The foundation of our practice is awareness. So we should be aware every moment. Yeah? We should be aware when we get up. We should be aware when we stretch our arm. We should be aware, you know, when we breathe in or when we breathe out. We should be aware. If you use the Buddha, aware of the Buddha all the time. Yeah? We have hardly anything to do here. Yeah? Yeah? So I mean, there's one distraction in the morning and there's one distraction in the afternoon. Yeah, in sweeping. Yeah. When we do sweeping or when we go in the morning, you know, to the meal, I mean, we stay with the Buddha, you know, or we stay with the breath, you know, whatever is more convenient to you. And in the afternoon, sweeping is the same thing. Yeah. And the rest of the time, you know, we concentrate on one object, yeah, to get the mind calm. Yeah. So Is it the breath? You know, if you do the anapanasati, yeah? It is the knowing of the breath, yeah? So you concentrate where you can feel the breath, yeah? Mm-hmm. Around here, around the nose. Yeah? And you keep that point of concentration there, yeah? And then you have to develop, yeah? What we call, you know, sati, what we call awareness, yeah? Mm-hmm. Awareness of what is happening with the breath. So if the breath is light, or if the breath is deep, if the breath is shallow, if the breath, you know, is rough, yeah? Mm-hmm. This kind of knowingness we have to develop. This is very important. It's called sati in Pali. Mm-hmm. And sati is this knowingness, this knowing, you know, what is going on. So whenever the mind goes back, it goes out, you know, we just bring it back. We don't have to force it, yeah? Mm-hmm. Force it down, yeah? But where we need to force is when we bring it back, because the mind wants to think about this or think about that, yeah? Mm-hmm. And that's where we need to force it back to. Once it is there, we leave it there, yeah? Mm-hmm. Until it goes out again, then we force it back, yeah? We don't need to force it down on this point, yeah? That just creates headache. Mm-hmm.
What about walking meditation?
Walking meditation, I mean, you can stay, you know, I mean, you can take the point of concentration as the whole body, mm-hmm. And feel how the body is walking. Mm-hmm. Don't look too much on the steps, you know, I mean, that that's not good. Walk normally, or walk, when the mind is not calm, walk fast. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Don't run. Yeah? Walk fast. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Because the faster you walk, the more the citta that we try to bring to calm, yeah? The less of this citta we have to concentrate on the breath or on the Buddha. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Because it has to walk.
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. When we sit, we have to concentrate the whole citta. Yeah? And when we walk, you know, I mean, the citta has to walk, you know, so it has to coordinate. That's quite a lot of processes that are going on within the citta that we don't have to care about. We only have to care about, you know, what is left over. So it is sometimes, you know, it is between 40% and 60%, you know, we have to concentrate that on the Buddha or while walking on the whole bodily feeling, yeah. Feel how you're walking, you know. I mean, when you take a shower, feel how it is, you know, when you take a shower.
Yeah? The general feeling.
Yeah, just a general body feeling when the water touches the body, when the soap, you know, is on the body, you know, and so on. Yeah. So stay in the realm of the body. Yeah. When you don't do a formal meditation. Yeah. When you do sitting meditation, then you stay with the breath, or you stay with the Buddha, or with breathing in and or with breathing out.
One more question. So, I tried many times anapanasati before.
Yeah.
But I have problem when I put attention to the breath.
Yeah.
I kind of start to control the breath.
To what? To control the breath.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody does that.
And I cannot avoid this.
Yeah.
Because it's like I control the pace and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everybody does that. We have to learn, yeah. When you notice it, just tell yourself, relax.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you see when it starts to control, relax. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it will take some time, you know. I mean, until we can be freely with the breath. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Or you can use the boot with breathing in and do with breathing out. Then you are less likely to control the breath.
Mm-hmm.
Try it out. You know what suits yourself. Yeah, but this controlling, yeah. I mean, everybody goes through the same step. Yeah.
Yeah, it gets very tense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then that's why you need to relax. Mm. The moment you see, you know, I mean, you try to control, relax. We are all controlling. We want to control our environment, we control the people, we control our breath, yeah? The moment we put attention onto something, we want to control it. Now, have a look, you know, I mean, you're there here, look at the animals, yeah? Sit down and observe one of these animals, you know, the garrocks, you know, that are the squirrels, you know, or the ants, you know. Just observe. You cannot control them, but you can know them. You can know what they are doing. And that is the way, no? That is the way how we observe our breath or we observe anything that goes on in our body.